Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Welcome, everyone. Here we are, gathered round for another Suds segment where we don't just drink beer and talk about it. We drink mead, cider,
hard seltzer.
And anything else we think you might like or that might make good old boy Dave throw up and talk about it.
Wow. If Mike keeps saying hard like that, I am going to throw up.
So you're saying they're more gas station products? Is that what you're saying here?
Yeah. Wow. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at this special table today is good old boy Mike.
Hard. Welcome, everybody. This is good old boy Mike. Thanks for joining us.
More about that special word later. Reverend Mark, hello.
Hello, as I scoot down the table just a little bit from Mr. Hard. Give him a wide berth.
Look, you don't know today's story. We might move it up in the conversation.
We may need to start with that.
Move it up, whatever you do.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Way too funny already.
Yeah. Okay. Good old boy Dave, the one that started this mess.
I feel so uncomfortable right now.
Yeah. Okay. Today's episode is not about beer, folks. It's about
hard
cider.
But it's about beer, folks, yeah. And cider.
Sure. And it is about hard cider, actually. So
thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. While visiting my family in Pennsylvania recently, Dave and I picked up a random selection of some hard ciders to bring back and share with the good old boys. Reverend Mark, if you don't mind, please give us today's lineup.
Be happy to. The ciders we will be tasting today are Grand Cru English Cider from Aspall Cider and Vinegar in Suffolk, England.
It's Aspall.
Wow. Aspall. Did I see? Oh. Sorry about that.
Aspall.
Yes. Like you said. Next, Darling Creek Batch 2020 from Eve's Cidery in Van Eaton, New York. DuPont Reserve from Domaine DuPont in Vicheaux-Ponfaux, France.
Oui, oui.
Yes. Cider Miloslavki from Brouwer Fortuna in Miloslav, Poland. And last, Wild Berry Cider from BRLO Brewing in Berlin, Germany.
Y'all ever been to Berlin, Germany?
I can't go from France to German very easily. Yeah.
With a little bit of Poland in between. Yeah.
I'm seeing what's happening now that you're living in a different part of the state. You know, there's this slow degradation that's really taking
place. Yeah, you got to dial your mind.
Are you over-educated again?
Did you
move to the wrong part of the state?
Is East Tennessee starting to show?
I got some drugs for you.
Yep.
Well, thank you. That was great.
I'd take another run and start at this if you like.
No, it doesn't get better the second time around.
Okay, good old boy Mike, please give us the suds ratings for today.
We'll be discussing and rating these ciders with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but an angry orchard. Two, was that a woodchuck? Tasted more like a chuck.
Upchuck.
Upchuck. Thank you for the correction. Number three. Ah, what a relief. We only do one cider show a year. Entirely true. And number five. A body should really not make that sound.
Wait. You skipped four.
Oh, I skipped four?
That's number four.
Yeah, number four. A body should really not make that sound.
Is this your first time?
Yeah, it is. Well, there's no numbers on here. I can only count to four. Number five, listen to that hang time. Give me another Granny Smith.
Flawless.
Do you want me to go back and re-record that?
I don't think it's going to get better.
No. Okay. Well, let's get to the ciders. The first one that we are going to talk about is the Grand Cru English Cider from Aspel Cider and Vinegar in Suffolk County, Suffolk, England. 6.8% ABV. Now, way back in 1728, Clement Chevalier planted his first large-scale cider orchards in Suffolk. Clement nurtured the trees, then pressed and blended his apples, pioneering a new standard for British fine cider with a C-Y-D-E-R. Almost 300 years Almost 300 years on, they're still producing unparalleled cider at the original cider house.
That's somebody that just couldn't move on to the next thing. Wow. I'm trying to think if I've had some other English cider. I want to say there was a Sam Smith.
Mm-hmm. That organic cider. And they do a Perry, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
It's pretty dry. It's
We're sipping these in real time and today, folks. So if you hear slurping and smacking our lips, we didn't taste these in advance. Well, you know, I think the first thing that strikes me is that this is very grape-like. If I had to pick a fruit, not apple. This didn't really tart. The sugars are really low in this. I like the finish off this. I think the thing that I like, it's a tad earthy, but it's really short on the back end.
Right.
A little dry finish.
Following on the earthy part, it's... minerally a little bit, just slightly, and kind of a semi,
that's a better
I would
one.
Say it's kind of semi dry or semi sweet, wherever that line can be drawn. It almost tastes like a Chardonnay yeast to me. What little I know.
Yeah.
I have fermented a few ciders in my day.
Yeah. No, I get it because it's a little winey, like for it being a cider. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get a wininess to it. And I also like feel like I'm getting like some tannins or something.
What's kind of dries your mouth a little bit.
I could be confused with that earthy thing. Okay. You know, the minerality thing. I think those can get really confusing pretty quick with a fruit in, you know, any day.
Now I know we don't do a lot of cider shows during the seasons, most seasons, but do you guys drink cider often or?
I'm very picky usually when I choose. It's usually for Thanksgiving is a very common thing that I'll have either at a, you know, a gathering, you know, that week. Sometimes I have, you know, served it at Thanksgiving itself. The DuPont Reserve that that we're tasting today, I remember taking that to it's like a wine and cheese. Party that I went to, and I brought that just to screw with people, you know, because they all thought, oh, Mike's a wine guy. He's gonna bring
some killer wine. Yeah.
And I brought that instead just to really freak people out. And they were like, man, this is really good wine. And I go, yeah, it's a cider. So
well, I think a lot of I think cider is a good like bridge drink because, you know, for people who are like gluten sensitive or they just don't like beer, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. People that don't like hops, this is you should stick this on your radar. And more importantly is that you need to get beyond a lot of the macro ciders that are out there. Go back and listen to the other 8 cider shows that we've done. And
yeah,
the ones that we've done, especially that were blind, really, you know, kind of hammer the point home about the stark contrast between a lot of the craft cider makers and a lot of the macro cider products that you may be more familiar with.
Yeah. Well, and if you're only really drinking like
a lot of sugar,
woodchuck or whatever, that's exactly it. It's like almost everything else you see on the store shelves, like the hard teas and everything. It's just loaded with sweetener, you know, just to kind of make it more palatable. And it's very one note, you know. But
yeah, and given we mentioned Thanksgiving, given that that's around the corner, I think this would pair well with, like, especially turkeys often overly dry.
Yeah.
And I think this would be a nice accompaniment.
Don't dry out your turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we are going to rate the Grand Cru English Cider from Aspel Cider and Vinegar in Suffolk, England, a 3.
Good start.
Yeah.
Now,
moving on, let's go to the Darling Creek Batch 2020 from Eve Cidery in Van Etten or Van Eaton, New York, which is kind of where the Finger Lakes and the Adirondacks kind of like come together.
Is it the Middle Finger Lakes?
Maybe.
It's where the Canadians go. Are we there yet?
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Hey.
Well, Eve Cidery is a small family farm producing naturally fermented ciders from their organically grown fruit and from wild foraged apples and pears in the hills of Van Etten, which is located at the intersection of the Finger Lakes and the Northern Appalachian Plateau. Hey, I wasn't far off. Traditional lands of the Cayuga Nation and a Haudenosaunee? And forgive me if I'm saying that right, the Confederacy in upstate New York.
Sounds better with cider.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Good.
Wow. You know, the first thing that came to my mind was that Ooh. Sweet tart thing.
Yeah. Well, so. We'll be back with more discussion in just a minute.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode, we are discussing...
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Creek Cider.
Because it don't taste like clementine.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Folks, today is a cider episode.
It's no matinee.
That too. And right before the break, we started a discussion about the Darling Creek Batch 2020 from Eve Cidery in Van Etten or Van Eaton, New York. And there is a lot going on here.
There is. So I actually said, you know, the first thing that kind of hit me was that, you know, sweet tart element where it's kind of that powdery, you know, drying, you know, tart component to it. But there's a lot, you know, definitely here. It's like it's almost blended with 4 or 5 vinegars that are happening all at the same time. It's a bit of like
apple cider or a bit of balsamic, you know, something that's even maybe a bit more aged, you know, balsamic, you know, kind of going on that brings a lot more sugars forward. Yeah, I like kind of like the complexity of this. It's like a, I don't know, 8-layer cake.
This is advanced
cider. This is not your grocery store cider for sure.
Negative.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely acid here. And in reading about this particular vintage, it was during a drought year, which, you know, the apples had to struggle. You know, and that translates into, you might say, the terroir of how this winds up tasting as well. So it's very, kind of has an earthy aspect to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's gorgeous and such a transition from the first one that we tried to this. Like,
stark contrast.
I hate to say apples and oranges, but, you know, like, it's so completely different. But I'm really enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I am picking up some other fruit, you know, in this as well. Like Tangelos, I think, was, you know, kind of what, or even like a, yeah, even like a clementine.
Yeah, like it's, yeah, got a little almost citrus
zip to it. A little zip to it.
Yeah. Yeah. But
brightness.
Yeah, but so nice.
Now, what would you pair this with, Mike?
I think the first thing that comes to my mind would be a good wedge of Stilton. Yeah. Or a very Camembert, you know, a very creamy, thick, you know, French cheese. Mm-hmm. I can definitely think of even some things from Cypress Grove. This would go well with, what is it, Midnight something. I'll think of it in a minute. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, something that definitely is very heavy on the palate. Something that is not going to fight with the sugars, the acid. I think something that would be rather fatty would go, you know, pretty well with this. Braised lamb.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all day long.
And that Cypress Grove was Midnight Moon.
Midnight Moon. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just walk up to the counter and say, Midnight. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
But of course.
He's that guy.
I'm right. That guy. Oh.
Yeah, it's the Midnight Moon guy.
Yeah.
I could see this also with a really interesting salad with dried fruits and nuts and maybe a little bit of blue cheese or gorgonzola.
Yeah, this would play well with like
roasted hazelnuts.
Like you said, with the you know, like the vinegar notes that come out, so this would play well with like a vinaigrette dressing too. Very nice. Very nice. What would you?
Yeah. Okay. Also of note, their website is gorgeous because it's not just about, hey, we make cider. Here's our selection of ciders.
Well, I think a gorgeous website absolutely influences what I think about it.
Yeah. No, but what I do...
Hey, when you have to look stuff up about these people, it actually is nice when it's up to date and...
You can copy and paste easily.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, but what I do like is that for them, it's not just about, I have a bunch of apples. I'm going to make a cider and I'm going to put it out in a bottle. No, they're talking about the geology and the terroir of the land and how it's affecting everything. So, like, they're putting a little bit more effort. I'm very appreciative of that.
Nice.
Anyways, we are going to rate the Darling Creek Batch 2020 from Eve Cidery A4.
Nice.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, here it is. We can't make him wait any longer.
What we've been waiting for.
Hey, if you thought that we were not entertaining yet, wait until you get a load of this Edie Drug story from... A villages man in Florida, he was 77 years old. He faces hard time for a stockpile of illegal ED drugs in the retirement community. Reggie Kinser, boy, I want to meet this guy, who lives in the villages in Florida, starred in the documentary Some Kind of Heaven. He starred in the award-winning documentary about the sprawling village's retirement community, is accused of trying to hawk $1,800 worth of black market erectile dysfunction drugs. Now, the first thing that came to mind, I was like, so
exactly what's your marketing strategy? Are you just like hanging out in the golf cart going, get you ED drugs, ED drugs?
He's right looking here. Around for all the disappointed wives.
I mean, like, do you change and alter the concept of the cart girl into the ED drug girl? I mean, are you selling Bud Light and ED drugs in a package system? You know, I mean, exactly what is your marketing plan? Let's see. His wife was in the same documentary as well. The Villages has given Reggie an opportunity to grow in different ways. Hard. His wife can be heard saying in a trailer as Kinsler is shown performing martial arts exercises next to his golf cart.
Kung Fu Master. Wow.
Banned once again.
So then the voiceover shifts to Kinsler, a devotee of Kung Fu who is shown shirtless and grunting next to a pool. Grunting. I didn't do grunting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't reenact that.
You know, I haven't met this guy, so I'm just going to pick a dialect for him. My whole training is about ending my life with a smile on my face. He says before the video pans to a shot of him shaking an unidentified substance in the palm of his hand, then snorting it up his nose.
Wow.
Ooh, doggy. That's the good stuff. Everybody knows we're on the verge of death. People are still just ignoring it, and so I just like stimulating myself with drugs. They give me a spiritual place really quick, he says in a southern drawl. See,
I was right there, Mike.
Before even that part of
it. It's like you and this guy are the same person.
We have a kindred spirit. I guarantee you that he was in county lockup almost about the same time that I probably was. The village is nicknamed God's Waiting Room. It's about 45 northwest of Orlando and is known as a palm tree lined utopia for those over 55. Now, the stunning fact that they have omitted from this is ground zero for the highest measure of STDs in the state of Florida.
Which this says a lot.
Chlamydia ground zero, folks. If you want to know where it started, right there.
For everyone who thought it was Disney World, they're probably pretty surprised.
Oh, it is the Disney World for people that are sexually active over the.
Well, ages. Apparently there's a lot of rides. Yep. So.
Well, Kinsler is no stranger to a pair of handcuffs, at least since he hit his 70s, he was arrested in a parking lot in the village's Laurel Manor Recreation Center in September of 2018 after Sumner County deputies responded to a report of a suspicious person. What's a suspicious person look like in the villages? You know what? I'll give you 5 bingo cards for $4.
You know, probably some dude standing out in the parking lot pitching a tent.
So he got arrested because he smeared a marijuana and asked him if he had any on him. Well, not like on me, but I mean, if you need some, I got some.
I know a guy.
Give me like 8 minutes. I'll be right back. I got to take my drugs too. So, you know, my sciatica's acting up a bit. So
I just take it from a cataract.
Yep. There you go. So guess where this guy's from?
Don't want to know.
Boom. He's a Tennessee native.
What?
Later claimed in court papers that he had immunity from his marijuana charges due to his membership in the Akaluva National Native American Church. Huh. I'm a sovereign
citizen. Wow.
I'm going to say that a little more just for our friend Barger. Sovereign. That's why I get to smoke my weed. Less than 2 months later, he was arrested again for skipping out on his court date. Well, you know, I was busy. In February 2020, he was collared for multiple drug offenses stemming from a 2018 Homeland Security raid on his Tamarind Grove home.
Good Lord.
The guy has had Homeland Security invading his house. Gotta love this. Let's see. He was in possession of ecstasy, psychedelic mushrooms, and marijuana in a bag labeled Wellness Center of the Rockies. Now, I just want to know, what kind of packaging did they use? Was it like a velvet bag? Did they use a cardboard bag? I mean, you know.
Oh, it was probably one of those made out of recyclable.
Absolutely. It's all about the environment.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. As long as they go green.
Earth first.
I think your mushrooms are going to be the best on the planet. I mean, the story just keeps on getting better. So he pled guilty in both prior cases and was sentenced to 3 years in probation, community service, and drug treatment program. The latest federal charges and Kinzer obtained, I don't think it's just later. I think it's the ongoing, you know, federal charges obtained the illicit erectile drugs, dysfunctional meds in October of 2018. It wasn't clear why it took nearly 5 years for the feds to charge him or whether the case is connected to the Homeland Security raid of the same year. Now, I want to be in that meeting with, you know, they're sitting around going, so, any of y'all talked to Kinzer lately? We need to. I think he's moving something. It's maybe mushrooms or something a bit
he's
harder.
He's got something
now.
Big.
I'm
he's
telling you, he always got something going over there. Yeah. Hey, Earl, I want you to drive by that recreation center again. They got the good lemonade in there. Go over and try that. But see if he's out in the parking lot as well. You know, it's like, you know, so. Oh, I'm telling you, the numbers work in his favor. He only gets a maximum of 1 year in prison and a $10,000 fine. And Kinzer did not immediately return a request for comments.
If you're 77, a one-year sentence could be a life sentence.
Yeah, you know, it's like you're going to miss all the really good Wheel of Fortune episodes. I'm telling you.
No more Matlock for you, buddy.
There is. You're going to miss all of the good, you know, daytime game shows. I'm telling you, you're never going to see one more episode of Jeopardy. You know, so.
No more blue plate specials.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see this guy on career day, you know? So you'd be like, look, kids, you got to learn how to pivot. If the feds come and take away your drugs, the thing is they take those drugs away, but you're still in the drug business. So pivot and go for the ED drug.
So here's my thing, though. It's like, if this was 20 years ago or 10 years ago, I could see a black market ED drug ring in a retirement home, but like they're easy to get now. Like you don't even have to have a prescription. Like,
yeah.
Well, you know, why not just go to, you know, one of the websites or whatever and or just go to your doctor.
I'm sorry, but if you can type the word Comagra oral jelly into your search engine and not think that's going to be consequential, go ahead, Dave. You know, let me know what pop-up ads you'll be seeing for the next 20 years.
Strictly doing research, okay, for the show. It was for the show.
Good luck on purging those cookies. Well, all I have to say is I hope that they're pairing some really awesome cider that we're having today with their ED drugs and doing well in the villages. So, Reggie,
good luck, Reggie.
I'm going to come by and visit you, man.
Yeah. Mike's going to smuggle some stuff in for you.
Oh, yeah. This is the good cider.
Yeah. All right.
Well, okay. Speaking of some good cider.
Hard.
We need to get back to our core topic.
Yeah.
Cider.
Let's go to the DuPont Reserve from Domaine DuPont in Vito, Penfold,
yeah,
France.
Sounds good.
6.9%
ABV. Sounds
like
something's caught in your left nostril.
Oh, jeez. So the family DuPont family, the famille DuPont family estate consists of 74 acres of orchards in Normandy. And they've been doing this for a very long time. They also produced Pommeau, am I saying that right? As well as Calvados. And
those are varieties of apples.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Gorgeous. Right?
They make apple brandy, right? So that's their other deal.
I love it.
It wouldn't be cognac.
It's got to be from the cognac area of France, right?
Now, this is a bit sweeter, if you will, than some of the other offerings that we've tried.
I think the first adjective I'm thinking of is elegant. It just has this moment in your palate where it's like, ah, bonjour, come on, fees. Let's have some wine. Let's have some saddle, some cheese. No, yes.
And some bad. Don't mind my body odor.
Croissant, c'est stilton, magnifique. You know, it's just, it has this element of elegance about it where it really has a wonderful start. The sugar is very forward in this. I love the mid palate. There's a lot of complexity going on. And it really just has this really wonderful kind of lingering finish coming off the back of it that I like. I do not want to put anything else on my palate. I want to enjoy this for another 5 minutes before I absolutely consume anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very velvety as well.
Yeah.
Mm, that's a good word. Yeah. Mm.